弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
根据一项的统计
，According to statistics，
全球现在超过了70亿的人。
There's about 7 billion people in this world.
然而呢，基督徒的比例大概只有五分之一。
And Christians is about 1/5 of that statistics.
又根据一项的统计
，And according to another statistics，
全球每天大概可以十万个人。
Every day, about 100,000 people pass away.
换句话说，这些每天死去的人有多少是基督徒
？And if you think about it, how many of those people are Christians?
那么不是基督徒，这些生前不是基督徒离开世界，他们去哪里
？And for those non-Christians, where do their souls go after they pass?
根据圣经，他们要下地狱的。
According to the Bible, they're going to hell.
那么神愿不愿意这些人下地狱啊？
Do you think God wants them to go head to hell?
神不愿意。
Of course not.
那么既然如此，我们基督徒的责任是什么？
So then, what is the job of Christians?
我们先低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们来今天来到你的面前，来聆听你的话语。
That we can gather together to listen to your words.
求你再一次对我们的心说话。
May you once again speak to our hearts.
我们不但领受你的福分。
Not only do we receive your blessing,
我们要把从你而来的最宝贵的要传出去。
We also share what you have given to us, to others.
因为你在乎每一个人。
Because you care for every single person.
你愿意人人都悔改。
You want everyone to repent.
求你再次兴起你的教会。
May you please revive your church.
使用我们每一个属你的百姓。
Use every single one of us.
在这黑暗的世代献上自己。
In this dark age, we can sacrifice ourselves.
求你洁净你仆人的口。
May you cleanse your servant's mouth.
讲明圣经的奥秘。
That I can spread the words of I can share your words to others.
叫讲的听的同蒙造就。
So that those who speak and listen can grow together.
你带领下面的时间。
May you protect our time.
我们把荣耀一切都归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
Pray all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要分享的题目是收割主的庄稼。
So today I want to share the topic of harvest the Lord's crop.
根据这段的经文，有三方面我可以带领大家一起我们来思考。
And from the scripture, there's 3 points I want to share with everyone.
第一，求主兴起工人。
The first thing is ask God to raise workers.
37节，耶稣对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
In verse 37, Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
这句话是一个好消息，另一个是坏消息。
This passage holds the good news as well as the bad news.
如果曾经做过农民或者对农业有一点点认识的人
，If you have done some kind of harvest or you've been a farmer yourself in the past,
农民有了。庄稼快要收成，很多的收成，他非常高兴的。
When you have plentiful harvest, you're very joyful.
但是，一旦庄稼快收成的，要收割的时候，必须要在几天内收割完成，不然的话会掉落的。
But you have to finish harvesting the crops within several days, or else the crops will fall over to the floor.
要收的庄稼多是一个很好的情况。
It's a great thing when you have a lot of crops to harvest.
但是缺乏收割的工人，那是一个坏的情况，坏的一个的情景。
But if you don't have enough workers, then it's a bad thing.
对，但是耶稣的听众来说，大家都知道，因为他们是农民，他们是务农的。
To those who are listening to Jesus, they understand the concept because they were farmers or some sort of farmers.
耶稣常常用大家可以明白的一个的事情来讲到属灵的真理。
Jesus used analogies that other people can understand, in order to share the gospel.
耶稣不是告诉他们怎样去务农。
In this area, Jesus is not teaching them how to harvest crops.
耶稣是借着这个把众人的思想。能够集中起来，让他们听下面他要讲的一个的重要的一个真理。
Jesus using this concept to draw the congregation, to have them focus and understand what he's going to speak about later.
耶稣说要收的庄稼多。
He says the harvest is plentiful.
这些庄稼不是一般的庄稼，是主的庄稼。
These harvests is not any random harvest.
主在乎。
It's God's harvest.
要拯救的人。
God cares for those who he will give salvation to.
但是需要工人。
But of course, he needs workers.
今天我们放眼看世界。
When you look into the world today,
许多的人要选自己喜欢的专业。
A lot of people choose their own majors in school.
各行各业的人呢，人才有剩。
And in every field, there are elite people.
但是只有一种的工人呢，一种的专业呢，缺乏工人。
But there's one specific field always lack workers.
无论你从哪一个高校毕业。
Doesn't matter what kind of college you graduate from.
无论你今天是哪一个的专业
or what major you were in or in.
有一天你可能会失业的。
One day maybe you lose your job.
前不久有位年轻人说，他过去几个礼拜非常的担心，因为公司要裁员。
There's one a young person talked to me saying that he's very scared because the company is firing people.
还好。终于熬过去了，裁员的名单出来，他不在名在里面。
And they are not in the name of the firing list.
但是有一种工人，你知道吗？有一种的专业，从来不会失业的。
There's one specific major you would never lose your job.
而且呢，待遇也非常优厚。
And the benefit is actually really great.
不但今生有保障，来生更有保障。
Not only the stability is guaranteed this life, it's also guaranteed next life, the afterlife.
就是主的工人这个专业。
And that is God's worker.
或许有人觉得牧师传道才是主的工人。
Maybe some think a pastor's preaching God's word is a worker of God.
其实每一个信耶稣的人，每一个属神的人，都是主的工人。
But actually, every Christian, everyone who belongs to God, is a worker of God.
主说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
今天我们坐在这里。
Today when we sit here.
今天我们说主啊，我是属你的人，我爱你。
We say, Lord, we belong to you, we love you.
但是主更在乎的，你是我的工人吗？
But what Jesus cares more is, are you my worker?
主有许多的工庄稼待收。
God has a lot of harvest waiting, a lot of crops waiting to be harvested.
但是做工的人缺乏。
But lack.Workers.
今天主在呼召我们。
Today God is calling us.
主再次要提醒我们。
And reminding us.
你愿意成为他的工人吗？
Are you willing to be his worker?
主让当时的门徒看到这样的一个情形。
Jesus let all the people see this specific view.
就是让他们去再一次去思考主所说的庄稼。
So that the disciples can think of what he meant.
你们要起来成为收割的工人。
So they can raise up and be workers.
三十八节，你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
In verse 38, it says, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his field."
成为主的工人不是自然而然的事情。
It's not a natural thing all of a sudden to become worker of God.
就是我今天站在这里也不是自然的。
And even when we stand here or sit here, it's not just happen.
我的母亲曾经为我祷告了几十年。
My mom actually prayed for me for many years.
31岁之前的我根本不是一个基督徒。
Before I was 31 years old, I wasn't even a Christian.
虽然我出生基督徒的家庭，名字也是教会的牧师取的。
Even though I was born in a church, a Christian family, and my name was given by a pastor.
主却愿意的呼召我。
But God is willing to call me.
我的母亲为我祷告。
My mom prayed for me.
后来我自己也为自己祷告。
And later on, I prayed for myself.
我相信很多人在神的面前有过无数的祷告。
I believe every one of us had many, many prayers in front of God.
但是最需要的祷告是什么？
But what is the most important needed?
三十八节，耶稣说：“你们当求。”
In verse 38, Jesus said, "Ask."
当求庄稼的主打发工人去收割他的庄稼。
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
在过去几年里，
In the past few years,
美国的51个州跟52个州的人常常到教会找我。
The 51st and 52nd state of U.S. came to ask me.
温州人、福州人吗？不是52、51个州吗？
That would be the Winchonese and the Fujonese.
他们需要身份。
Because they need their status.
很多人来到教会，我要信耶稣。
A lot of people come to church say, "Oh, I want to believe in Jesus."
主啊，你给我美国合法的身份。
Lord, may you please give me a status in U.S.
他们这样的求有没有错
？Is that wrong to have that kind of prayer or ask the Lord?
没有错。
It's not wrong.
因为我们凡事可以带到主的面前求嘛。
Because we bring everything up to the Lord in prayer.
如果那一个人来到神的面前，主啊，你给我这个身份。
If the person come to God and pray, Lord, give me a status.
他继续祷告下去，不是停在这里，那多好啊。
If they continue to pray, that'll be fantastic.
如果他这样的话，主啊，我是非法移民，我来到纽约，我需要合法的身份。
If they pray, Lord, I'm an illegal immigrant, I need a status here.
我愿意成为你的工人。
I want to be your worker.
因此求你给我身份，将来无论在本地还是出国，我愿意到处去做你要我做的工作。
May you give me, may you legalize me so that I can do your work everywhere I go.
我愿意成为你的工人。
I'm willing to be your worker.
这样多好啊。
Isn't that wonderful?
我相信你们都跟神求过这样那样的需要。
I believe you and I all have prayed some kind of prayer like that.
你有没有求，主啊，求你兴起我。
Do you ever pray to God, God, please raise me up?
曾经有许多的基督徒在教会里面，在祷告当中都说：“主啊，求你兴起我们教会中年轻的、中年的。”
I believe other pray, God, please raise up the young ones, the adults in my church.
甚至有弟兄姊妹看到教会里有一个非常出色的年轻人，他就指明神了，求你兴起他。
Or they see a young adult in the church, they specifically pray for that person. God, please raise that person up.
让他成为你的工人。
So that they can be your worker.
这样很好啊。
Isn't that great?
但是不够好是什么呢？
But it's not good enough.
你要祷告的先为自己求，不是先为别人求。
Because when you pray, you have to pray for yourself.
我们在座的每一个人，我们都当求什么？主啊，求你兴起我成为收割你庄稼的工人。
We should pray for ourselves. God, please raise me up to be a worker of your harvest.
或许你觉得我不如某某姐妹有知识，某某那个弟兄有恩赐。
You might say, "Oh, I'm not as good as this sister or that brother."
这些不重要。
It's not important.
因为一切从神而来。
Because all come from God.
我记得有位主的老仆人曾经这样说：“主问你肯不肯，不是问你能不能。”
I remember an elder mentioned this. God is not asking if you want or not, if you can or cannot. It's whether you want or want not.
只要你肯，主会把他的一切给你的。
If you are willing, God will give it to you.
所以我们在座的无论男女老幼，无论你的知识的有多高，或者曾经没有受过高等的教育。
Doesn't matter if you're young or old, or if you have high or low education level.
主都无限欢迎。
God is limitless.
你可以成为他的工人。
You can be his worker.
没有一个人可以例外。
Nobody can be special.
主在乎我们每一个人都成为他的工人。
God cares for us and wants every one of us to be his worker.
因此我们要求的就是这个。
So therefore, what we need to ask is such.
平常的都可以求。
Whatever you want to ask.
但是更要求的就是求这个主啊，求你兴起我。
But especially this specific area to raise you up to be a worker for him.
曾经有位年长的姐妹得了晚期的癌症。
There was an elderly sister who was diagnosed with cancer.
家人一直瞒住她，怕她知道了会沮丧。
The whole family kept it away from her because they didn't want her to be sad.
对，有一天她终于知道了。
And one day she figured it out.
她儿女们非常的紧张啊。
And the children were very, very nervous.
可是那位老姐妹知道自己得了晚期的癌症，非常的喜乐，感谢主，我要与主见面的时间快到了。
But the sister was actually very joyful because she says the time for me to meet God is even closer.
她不像一般的人得了癌症，觉得我来日不多了。
She's not like other cancer patients.
但是我与主更近了，我要跟她见面的面对面的时候近了。
She's really joyful that she can see meet God face to face even sooner.
于是她就在神面前求。
So therefore, she pray in front of God.
主啊，求你使用我剩下的一点点的时间。
She says, God, use me in my limited time.
让我在医院，在跟我同一个病房的一个的病人的 病友当中，让我向他们做见证，传福音。
So that I can be a testimony to the people who are in the same hospital area.
求你使用我。
May you please use me.
我说这个姐妹的祷告多好啊。
Isn't her sister's prayer wonderful?
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣要我们当求。
Jesus wants us to ask.
今天我们在座的许多的这年轻的一代，非常的好，条件非常的好。
The younger generation amongst us have really good qualities.
我们知道，在现在世界，中文、英文会懂了，会讲了，就可以走遍世界了。
Now we know if you speak Chinese and English, you can walk anywhere in the world.
我们这一代是最好想要用的工人。
The new, the young generation are to be used by God greatly.
你愿意在神的面前说，主啊，求你兴起工人。
Would you be willing to pray to God? God, raise up workers.
主啊，求你兴起我。
God, raise me up.
主啊，求你兴起我的孩子。
God, raise my children up.
兴起我的教会。
Raise up my church.
这多好啊。
Isn't that great?
你们阿门吗？
Are you amen to that?
我们思想第二方面。
Let's look at the second point.
如主怜悯众人。
Have compassion to others.
36节，耶稣看见许多的人，就怜悯他们。
Verse 36 says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them.
当时耶稣的服事的地方在加利利一带。
Where Jesus served, it was around Galilee.
加利利人口密集，来自四方八面的人。
It was densely populated with people from all over the place.
耶稣看到这些陌生的面孔。
Jesus see these unfamiliar faces.
心一阵阵的刺痛。
He was greatly distressed.
因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人。
Because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
圣经说，耶稣看见他们就怜悯他们。
The Bible says Jesus saw them and had compassion on them.
因为他们非常的可怜。
Because they were very pitied.
如果我们对羊有一点的研究，就知道。
If you have any kind of research on sheep, you'll know.
羊是没有方向感的。
They have no sense of direction.
当羊在这个群山里面走散的时候，
if they get lost in the mountains,
它不会自己走回来的。
They won't know how to get back to.
然后呢，落伍落单的这只羊就容易成为野兽分吃的对象。
And that lost sheep will be likely to become the prey.
羊容易被沿途的风光所迷恋呢，就会跟原来的这个牧人羊群呢会脱节的。
If they see beautiful scenery, they'll stray away from the group and from the shepherd.
当他反应过来的时候，牧人羊群已经不见了，他自己也走不回来。
And when they realize they're away from the crowd, away from the group, there's no way for them to come back to the group.
耶稣看到这些的人的时候，就像这样的羊。没有牧人一样困苦流离。
When Jesus saw the crowd of people, he recognizes them as sheep, lost sheep.
因为耶稣看到这些众人，他只知道眼前的。
Because all they see is what's right in front of them.
有人在追求金钱。
Some chase after money.
有人在追求享乐。
Some chase after happiness.
有人只知道活一天过一天。
Some people live day by day.
就是中国人说，今朝有酒今朝醉就好了。
As whatever you have, the wine that you have today, you enjoy the day of.
他们没有考虑到这个永生的。
They don't think about eternity.
他们不知道自己正走向灭亡。
They don't know they're headed towards death.
弟兄姊妹，今天虽然物质已经丰富了，科技发达了。
Even though technology has advanced, everything has advanced.
但是在我们的周围，仍然有许多如同羊没有牧人的可怜的人。
But there's people who are pitied just like the sheep without shepherd.
或许这个人他学位很高。
Maybe that person has really high education.
权势也蛮大的。
And has a lot of authority.
钱也蛮多的。
And lots of money.
但是他不知道生命的意义。
But they don't know what the meaning of life is.
这些人在耶稣的眼中就是。困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般的可怜。
those people to Jesus, they're harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherds.
这样的人可能在你的家里。
Maybe those people are in your family.
或者在你的家族里面。
Or in your whole or the extended family.
在你这个交际的人这个人际圈里面。
Or in your social group.
有许多人。
There's many.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现过，停在房间里面玻璃窗上的苍蝇？
I don't know if you guys have noticed the flies that land on your the window in your home.
玻璃窗上的苍蝇，前头一片光明，却没有出路。
They can see everything in front of them, but there's no way for them to escape towards it.
今天在我们的周围有许多的人就是这样子，因为他不信耶稣。
There are many people like that fly amongst us because they don't believe in Jesus.
他们需要主的怜悯。
They need God's compassion.
主愿不愿意怜悯他们呢？
Do you think God is willing to show compassion to them?
愿意啊。
Yeah, of course.
耶稣在地上的时候怜悯了许多的人。
When Jesus was on earth, he had compassion to a lot.
耶稣不是怜悯一个人，怜悯众人。
Not only one person, but many people.
因为圣经这么说的嘛。
Because that's what the Bible
reported. 而且我们随便从可以四份福音书找到耶稣怜悯众人的一个的例子。
We can see many examples from the four Gospels.
有一天，耶稣特地的到耶利哥去找撒该。
Jesus went to Jericho.
Yeah. 对，去找那个撒该税吏长。
The tax collector.
这个人是被同胞犹太人所厌恶的。
He was greatly hated by the.
没有人愿意跟他做朋友的。
Nobody wants to be his friend.
很坏的一个人。
Very, very terrible.
但是耶稣特地来找他。
But Jesus specifically went to find him.
然后对撒该说：“从树上下来吧，我今天要到你家里。”
And he said to him, "Get down from the tree. I will be going to your house tonight."
然后耶稣对着众人说：“今天救恩也临到撒该的身上，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的后裔。”
And in the Bible it says, "Salvation will come up to him because he is also a descendant of Abraham."
耶稣有一天特意往雅各井走去。
There's one day, I think it's James, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob.
当时这是午正。当时正是中午的时候。
Oh, it's around noontime.
耶稣知道这个妇人平常不敢出来打水，在午正的时候，因为没有人出来，他就出来打水。
And usually, usually people don't go out in noontime, but this time, nobody was around, so the lady came.
耶稣就等在那里，等这个妇人来打水。
And Jesus was waiting for the woman.
然后耶稣就跟他搭话，然后呢，就把救恩讲给他了。
And Jesus shared the good news to her.
你知道耶稣当时是饿着肚子的。
Actually, at that time, Jesus was very hungry.
他为了这个已经有五个丈夫的妇人活在这个败坏里面，愿意侍奉他。
But Jesus is willing to set her free to the woman who had five husbands.
所以这个妇人后因着耶稣的话有没有改变，有没有得着？
But did the woman change her lifestyle after talking to Jesus?
我们看到耶稣为了怜悯人，他愿意付代价的。
But you can see that Jesus is willing to sacrifice, in order to show compassion to him.
我今天早上过来是开车过来，很快的，也是很舒服。但是耶稣是走路的。
When I came this morning, I drove and it was very comfortable. But Jesus actually walked.
所以怜悯人要不要付代价
？When you show compassion to others, don't you have
怜悯人要不要忘记了他的坏，然后用神的道来改变他？
Do you have to forget what you have and pour on God's word to them?
恩德的时候，我们愿意爱那些可爱的人。
A lot of times we are willing to love those who are lovable.
我们却忘记了要效法耶稣，像耶稣那样怜悯那个不可爱的人。
We often forget to be like Jesus, love those who are unlovable.
什么是怜悯
？What is compassion?
爱那不可爱的。
That is to love those who are unlovable. Sacrifice for them.
在乎他的灵魂得救。
And care for their soul to be saved.
曾经有一个姐妹很爱主。
There was once a sister who loved the Lord.
固定参加主日崇拜，十一奉献，又参与侍奉。
Went attended church, tithe, and served the Lord.
有一天，牧师问她：“下个礼拜能不能把你的先生带来？因为我看你在这个教会20年都没有看过你的先生。”
And the pastor said to her once, "Are you willing to bring your husband here? I've seen you here for about 20 years. I never saw your husband before."
她本来高高兴兴的，牧师一讲到她的先生，她的脸就变了。
She has been really happy, and when the pastor said husband, she all of a sudden changed her face.
她说我的老公不是人，他烟酒毒嫖样样都有。
She says her husband is not a human. He eats, he drinks, smokes, and do all the sort of bad things.
他不配到我们的教会，我他来到教会，教会会被他污染的。
He is not worthy to come into church. He will turn church to a bad place.
牧师对这个姐妹说，你知道吗，姐妹，耶稣爱这个人。
But what the pastor said to the sister, he said, "Do you know Jesus loves him?"
刚才我们唱的歌何等恩典。
The song we sing, how could it be?
主竟然在乎我。
That he will love us.
我们今天都在主里的人都说何等恩典，主竟然在乎，竟然在乎我。
We often say, how could it be that he will care for us?
但是有没有想过，主也在乎你认为那个不是人的人？
But do you understand God also love and care for the one that you don't think is human?
主愿意借着你去怜悯他。
God wants to use you to show.
很多的时候。我们缺乏怜悯。
A lot of times we lack compassion.
或许我们也有怜悯的心。
Maybe we have a compassionate heart.
但是我们凭着自己无法达到上帝要我们达到的这个果效。
But with our own ability, we are not able to achieve what God wants.
因此我说，我第二个分享的点就是如主怜悯众人。
So therefore, I want to say, show compassion to others like God.
我们怜悯那个不可爱的人，像主耶稣去怜悯这个人那样子。
We show compassion to those who are not lovable, just like God did.
那么，这些主的庄稼就可以收成了。
So therefore, the God's crops will be harvested.
我认识一位老姐妹。
I know an elderly sister.
有一天我到她家里探访。
I went to visit her one day.
她打开门，我一进去，我以为自己进了动物园。
When I stepped into her house, I felt like I went into a zoo.
因为她的房间里一个 one family house 里面有几十头条猫跟狗。
In her one bedroom family, she had many cats and dogs.
她一个人住，她平常的养老金、儿女给她的这零用钱都省下来，买食物给猫、给流浪狗吃，然后还花钱带她去看医生。
She lived by herself. The allowance she gets from the government as well as her children, she used it to feed the cats, the dogs, and take them to the vet.
整天忙得不可开交，因为这么多的狗猫要洗澡，要遛狗。
And she lived a really busy life because she has to take care of the cats and give them cats and dogs and give them bath.
我在想啊，如果这个姐妹把怜悯猫跟狗的这一份心和这么多愿意付代价放在怜悯那些不可爱的人身上，那多好啊！
If she had the same compassion to human like she has for the cats and dogs, how wonderful would that be?
因此呢，主要我们像他那样怜悯众人。
Brothers and sisters, God wants us to show compassion to others, just like him.
因为在我们的周围有许多不可爱的人，有许多没有明天的人。
Because there's people amongst us who doesn't have tomorrow, who are not lovable.
当我们去看望一个朋友或者亲戚病了的时候
，If we go visit a family who's sick,
你知道当他被疾病缠身，上个月他很健康，但是当你再次看到他的时候，他已经奄奄一息的时候。
When you saw them last time, they were all healthy, and all of a sudden you see them, they're so close to their deathbed.
而且他还不是基督徒。
They're not a Christian yet.
你有没有怜悯之心？
Do you have a compassionate heart?
你知道他今天面对病的这个侵袭都无法承受这个痛苦。
They're not able to contain the pain that they get from the disease.
将来在硫磺火湖里，他如何能够承受？
How would they be able to contain the fiery fire of the sulfur in hell?
主要我们像他那样子怜悯众人。
God wants us to be like him and show compassion to others.
就是怜悯众人的机会随处都有。
We have a lot of opportunities to show compassion to others.
我们愿意怜悯他们。
Are we willing to do so?
我记得一位姐妹，她结婚四十多年。
I remember a sister who has been married for 40 years.
以前是父母做主，把她嫁给了一个这个大她十岁，然后又是脾气很坏的男人。
But back then, her parents married her, arranged marriage to a man who is 10 years older and has really bad temper.
这姐妹信主四五十年。
The sister has been a Christian for 50 years.
她一直敬畏神。
She's always have a fearful heart of God.
但是她的先生一再的这个虐待她，一再的这个甚至阻止她也去教会。
The husband continuously abused her and tried to stop her from going to church.
她不在乎，要失去了尊严，面对丈夫的羞辱。
She doesn't care about what she has lost and the abuse the husband gave.
她总是敬畏神，仍然热心的服侍神。
She continued to serve God and have a fearful heart.
虽然她的丈夫一再的这样的苦待，但是她一直不忘记自己的使命，不断的为她祷告，甚至在神的面前有一个不变的一个的心志，我要把她带到神的面前。
But she continued to pray for him and continued to serve God. And one specific prayer for him is to bring the husband to God.
去年他的先生得了晚期的肺癌。
Last year, the husband was diagnosed with last stage lung cancer.
然后他一直都服侍先生，无微不至。
She continued to care for him without any doubt.
但是他的先生呢，还是病入膏肓了呢。他的妻子这样对他，他还是不满意的，还是有很多的挑剔，还是有很多的粗话的。
The husband continued to abuse her, and even though the last stage and she cares for him, he continues to abuse her with words, complaining about her.
甚至有一晚，那姐妹去教会参加聚会，回来的时候，她老公把门锁了。
To a point, after the sister went to church fellowship, when she returned home, he locked the door, locked her out.
姐妹没有怨言，也没有不生老公的气，在坐在自己的门口到天亮，一直为她的先生祷告。
The sister sat right outside and continued to pray for the husband. She was not upset at all.
因为她知道她所做的她不晓得。
Because she knows that whatever he does, he doesn't understand.
她在神面前有一个不变的祷告：主啊，求你借着我怜悯他。
She has a continuous prayer that never changed, is to Lord show compassion to him.With her, through her.
我不求你再加我老公20年的寿数陪我。
Not to give him extra 20 years to be with her.
我在你面前只有一个祷告，求你借着我在我的老公离世前，让他悔改，认识你，接受你。
The one prayer is before he depart the earth, that God would show compassion to him, that he will come to know you.
神听他的祷告，他的老公。在离世前两个星期，有一天，那个姐妹就问她：“你要不要天堂？”
God heard her prayer. 2 weeks prior to the husband pass, the sister asked the husband, "Do you want to go to heaven?"
他说：“要啊。”
He says, "Yes, I do."
那你知不知道你需要悔改，你是罪人？
Then she asked, "Do you know you have to repent that you are a sinner?"
他说：“我愿意悔改。”
And he says, "Yes, yes, I do."
那你就要祷告啊。
And she says, then you have to pray.
很诚恳的认罪祷告。
You have to pray sincerely.
他说我不会祷告。
And he says, I don't know how.
你跟着我祷告。
And she says, follow me.
他真的悔改了。
He actually repented.
不久后，他靠在姐妹的身上，被主接走了。
A few weeks later, he lay on the sister's shoulder, and he passed.
弟兄姊妹，要收的庄稼多。
And brothers and sisters, there are many crops to be harvested.
工人在哪里?
Where are the workers?
许多人没有明天了。
A lot of people don't have tomorrow.
今天我要把握今天的机会。
We have to hold on to today's time.
或许你觉得你有自己私人重要的事要做。
Maybe you think you have a lot of important things to do.
其实你的事情明天做也可以。
But your personal things you can hold on to tomorrow.
但是主要你做的这件事情明天你就没有机会了。
But God's work that you have to do, you might not have tomorrow.Because that person might not be here tomorrow.
或许你曾经觉得这个人很坏，他伤害了你。
Or maybe you think this person has hurt you in the past.
但是不要忘了，你说主，我愿意爱你。
But remember, you said, Lord, I want to love you.
我愿意做你要我做的工作。
I want to do what you want me to do.
很多的时候，你觉得这个人不可爱。
A lot of time, you might think this person is not lovable. You can't love them anymore.
你怜悯他，你做不到像主那样怜悯。
You can't show compassion to them like God did or does.
但是要成为主的工人。
But we have to be God's worker.
主要我们去仰望他。
God wants us to look up to him.
主啊，给我你的怜悯，让我去怜悯他。
God, give me the compassion from above.
这样你的生命就提升了。
Then your life will be lifted up.
这样主的心就喜了。
And Lord will be happy.
这样那些不是人的人就悔改了。
And those who are not lovable will be loved and will repent. Do you amen to that?
我们不但要求主兴起我成为工人。
Not only do we ask God to raise us up.
我们要求主，主啊，让我像你那样去怜悯那些不是人的人。
We also have to pray to God to show us compassion and show compassion to others like He does.
我们思想第三方面。
Let's think about the third point.
随主四处救人。
And that is following the Lord and save people all over the place.
三十五节，耶稣走遍各城各乡。
35, it says Jesus went through all the towns and villages.
在会堂里教训人。
Teaching in their synagogues.
宣讲天国的福音。
Proclaiming the good news of the kingdom,
有医治各样的病症,
and healing every disease and sickness.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣三十岁出来传道。
And the Bible says Jesus started his mission when he was 30.
他说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
He says the kingdom is near, you have to repent.
耶稣在地上的时日是非常的有限。
Jesus' time on earth is very limited.
但是他是马不停蹄的。
But he never stopped.
他甚至没有休息的。
Sometimes he doesn't even rest.
他不是住在一个安乐窝里面。
He doesn't live in a really comfortable place.
走遍各城各乡。
He walked, he went through all the towns and villages.
他用神的道教训人。
He taught in the synagogues.
他向人宣讲得救的福音。
He proclaimed the salvation.
主在地上的时候是忙忙碌碌的。
When Jesus was on the earth, he was very busy.
因为他在乎这些世上的灵魂。
Because he cares for those who are lost.
当年耶稣在地上的时候，也带着他的门徒这样一起走，这样一起传的。
And Jesus also took his disciples, went through the towns and villages, shared the good news.
今天主也要我们这些成为他公义的人。随他的脚中往外面走出去。
And Jesus also wants us who are followers of him to go to different places.
是的，今天我们刚才在教会里一起敬拜，非常的好。
Yes, it's great that we can worship the Lord together in church.
但是我们也要走出教会。
But we also have to leave church, go to other places, into crowd.
今天有许多的人，他不会到教会来。
There's a lot of people who will never step foot into church.
除非你走进他们的当中。
Unless you go towards them.
向他们传讲天国的福音。
Share the good news of the kingdom.
借着圣灵的大能使他们悔改，就把他们带到教会。
Through the Holy Spirit, help them repent and bring them to God.
主愿意我们跟随他的脚踪。
Lord want us to follow his steps.
今天很多人信耶稣好多年了，但是对别人的灵魂没有任何的负担。
There's a lot of Christians who have believed for many years, but have no burden for others' salvation.
许多人只要我信耶稣，只要耶稣对我好就好了。
Some people often say, "Oh, as long as I believe and Jesus is good to me, I'm good to go."
我们忘了，我们要跟随主的脚踪，到那些需要主的人群当中。
But we have to understand we have to follow Jesus and go into the crowds who
许多的人今天之所以还不是基督徒。
A lot of people are not Christians yet, and the reason is
或许这个人真的心很硬。
Maybe the person has a really hard heart.
但不是所有非基督都心硬的。
But not all non-Christians have a hard heart.
许多人之所以不是基督徒还不是基督徒是因为他没有听见福音。
Some non-Christians, it's because they have never heard the gospel, the good news.
他没有看到原来这些基督徒在乎他们的灵魂得救。
They haven't seen Christians caring for them, caring for their souls.
我们知道保罗悔改之后，他非常在乎他的同胞得救。
We know that Paul, after he has repented, he cared for the non-Christians.
我们知道当摩西为这些悖逆的百姓代求的时候说，主啊，求你赦免他们，如果你愿意赦免他们，请愿把我的名字从你的册上抹掉都可以。
Moses was praying for those non-believers. He's willing to take his name out of the book of life for those who are not yet a believer.
今天我们在不在乎别人的灵魂得救？
Do we care about others' salvation for their soul?
我们每一个基督徒，我们要成为宣讲天国福音的人。
Every Christian has to be someone who proclaims the kingdom of God.
今天是一个幕后的时代，是一个黑暗的时代。
This is a dark age, and it's towards the end.
很多人是自私自利的。
A lot of people are very selfish, self-centered.
我可以说，甚至包括一些的基督徒也是这样子。
Even including some Christians.
有人曾经这样说。
Someone once said this.
一个自私的基督徒。
A selfish Christian.
他说是如此的关键。
It's like this.
因为基督徒的英文是 Christian.
Because a Christian is a Christian. It's about Christian.
如果把 Christian 的前面的 Christ 拿走，就留下了 I am nothing.
When you take out the Christ in Christian, you're left with IAN, which stands for I am nothing.
所以很多人说我是基督徒。
A lot of people say I am a Christian.
你真的尊主伟大吗？
Do you view God as the priority?
你真的今天在跟随主吗？
Are you following him today?
你今天真的是爱耶稣所爱的吗？
Do you love those who Jesus loved?
今天很多人嘴上很爱主的，但是呢，心却不属于主。
A lot of people say they love God, but their hearts are far away from Him.
主要我们去跟随他。
God wants us to follow Him.
跟随他去抢救那些世上的灵魂。
God wants us to follow Jesus.
主耶稣在世的时候，要把这个的告诉当时的门徒，也借着今天他的话提醒我们在座的每一个人。
Jesus used an analogy to teach his disciples at the time, but also used the same analogy to teach us today.
曾经有位英国的校长这样说。
There is a principal in England who said this.
他说我们生存的这个世代最大的悲剧和问题是什么呢？
The most sorrowful pity thing in this world is this.
我们站在十字路口。
We're standing at a crossroad.
而指路的牌已经倒了。
But the sign has fell off.
今天我们要起来。
Today we have to rise up.
走进人群。
Go into the crowd.
把神的道向他们讲明白，指示他们当行的路，当做的选择。
Show them what needs to be done. Show them to make the right decision.
或许有人说我对传福音没有负担。
Maybe some say I don't have the burden of sharing the gospel.
其实对人的灵魂有负担。对传福音有没有负担？这个不是你有没有负担，有没有感动。
It's not sharing to others. It's not about whether you have burdens for their soul.
很多的时候，我们忘记了主说你们要去，是万民做我的门徒。
But you often forget Jesus tells you, "Go, make disciples of all nations."
你们往普天下去，为我做见证。
Go into the world to be testimonies.
这是命令。
That is a command.
我忘记了这是主的命令。
We often forget that is God's command.
你知道命令是不能违背的。
You know that command you can't reject.
不是你有没有感动，有没有兴趣。
It's not whether you have burden or you have interest.
不，也不是他这个配不配。
Or whether you are good enough or worthy enough.
主要我们跟随他的教宗，四处去救人。
God wants us to follow his steps and save people all over.
在去前年的时候
two years ago,
我去台湾短宣。
I went to Taiwan for a mission trip.
跟我一组的是一位75岁的姐妹。
I was paired up with a 75-year-old sister.
她跟我走进这个台湾一个关西镇一个镇的一个的大街小巷。
Her and I went to small villages, small alleys.
如果大家从台湾来或者了解的，就是在台湾非常的迷信。
If you're from Taiwan or know about Taiwan, they're very focused in Buddhism.
但是那一次我跟那个姐妹去这个家访的时候，非常有果效。
But when the sister and I went to those villages alleys, a lot of results, a lot of good results.
我们借着当地的一位年长的姐妹的介绍，带我们到一个这个一个的当地的一个的家里面。
A sister from in Taiwan took the two of us to a family's house.
刚开始那个人是心很非常硬的。
The person was very hard-hearted.
但是跟我一起的那个75岁的姐妹跟她做见证。
But the sister who was with me shared her testimony to them.
她说我曾经也是拜拜的。
She says, I used to be a Buddhist.
我甚至是一个孤儿被母亲这个遗弃了，是从这个尼姑庵长大的。
I'm an orphan. I actually grew up in a temple.
后来我发现不对呀，所以我信了耶稣。
And later on, I realized it wasn't correct. It wasn't right. So I became a Christian.
所以他对拜拜、对佛经都很熟啊。
So the sister is very familiar with Buddhism.
她告诉他什么是真的，什么是假的。
She tells her what's right, what's not right, what's real, not what's not.
然后这个姐妹做了见证之后，然后交给我，我跟她简单的分享神的福音，那个就信了。
So after the sister's testimony, I share briefly about what the gospel is, and the person believed.
我的意思是说，我们要走出去。
My point is, we have to walk out into the world.
我不跟那个姐妹走到那个家，她可能还没有。
If the sister and I did not walk into their house and share with them, they would never be, they would never have a chance to believe.
或许你真的没有什么恩赐，但是你的生命的见证是一个很好激励别人的。
Maybe you don't have a lot of gifts that you think it's good, but your life is a testimony that is still good.
主要用我们每一个人。
God wants to use every one of us.
我之前我刚刚已经提到了那个撒玛利亚的妇人很坏，有五个丈夫了。
So, like earlier, I mentioned the Samaritan wife who had five husbands.
她本来带着水具、水罐子要打水的。
She went to the well to get water.
当耶稣的一席话唤醒了她，让她悔改了，她把一切放下了，然后跑到城里就跟人做见证。
She heard Jesus' word and was touched, and she let go of everything she had. She went into the town and proclaim God's word.
他的见证一讲啊，他毫无保留的。本来他是羞于启齿的，因为常常是躲人的嘛。
Once she went in, after she listened, she repented. She went and spoke freely. She was very shameful of her past.
当他被主得着的时候，他觉得我不堪回首的往事，我要公开出来，因为我已经悔改了。
Once she received from Jesus, she was able to proclaim and share about her dirty past with others.
过去很坏，但是我不知道，现在我遇见了耶稣，我愿意悔改，过去的主赦免了，我要把这个的见证告诉我的街坊。
Her past sins are really shameful, but she has been cleansed by Jesus, and she's able to share with others, and she wants to.
她就是这样的见证，把人带到耶稣的面前。
And she uses her life testimony to others so that she can bring them to Jesus.
因为她知道，连我这个这么坏的妇人，耶稣都愿意怜悯，愿意拯救。我相信我身边的那些街坊比我好很多，耶稣更愿意拯救他们。
Because she knows how pitiful and how terrible she is, and Jesus is willing to forgive her and show compassion to her.Why wouldn't Jesus show compassion to those who are much better than her?
难怪保罗说，在这种中我是个罪魁。
Was the worst of the worst of all.
然而蒙了神的怜悯。
But she had compassion from God.
是因为耶稣基督要在我这个罪人身上显明他一切的忍耐。
Because Jesus wanted to show his goodness through Paul.
给后来信他名得永生的人做榜样。
So that he can be an example to others who will be Christians later on.
永生不是单单只有保罗是罪魁。
Guys, not only Paul is the worst of all.
我也是。
I myself am as well.
你也是。
You too.
没有一个人例外。
No one is special, set apart.
或许你觉得我没有做过什么大坏事。
Maybe you might think I never done anything terrible.
其实一个错跟一百个错在神的眼中都是罪人。
But in God's eyes, one mistake, 100 mistakes is all the same in front of
them. 都需要悔改。
We all need to repent.
都需要神的怜悯和拯救。
We all need God's salvation and compassion.
今天我们这样被得拯救了。
Since we received the compassion from God,
主要我们这些起来跟随他的脚中走进人群。
God wants us to rise up and step into the crowd.
随主的脚中四处救人。
Follow Jesus and save all over.
五月份的时候。我去洪都拉斯宣教。
In May, I went to Honduras, which is Central America.
在我旁边一起的有一个做地产赚很多钱的弟兄。
We had a brother who does estate.
他说，在这里正好。
He says it's wonderful to be here.
虽然常常被蚊子咬，也这个卫生条件也很差。
Even though the cleanliness is bad and get a lot of mosquito bites.
但是这几天在这里跟随主的脚踪，经历特别啊。
But I experienced a lot of different things being here following Christ.
当他看到人听见福音悔改的时候，当他看到别人听见福音流泪的时候
，When he sees others shed tears, hearing good news.
他忘记了刚刚被蚊子咬的种种的。
He forgot that he forgot his mosquito bites.
他也忘记了汗流满面。
He forgot he was sweating in tears, sweating a lot.
他说我还要下次再来。
He says I want to come again next time.
昨天在发行街头，我们有联合的布道。
So yesterday we had a combined evangelical event.
我们看到热区里面来来往往的众人。
We see people walking left and right.
他们非常的可怜。
They are very pitied.
他们或许什么都不缺，但是却一样缺少认识神。
Maybe they don't lack anything, but the one thing they lack is God.
或许他们今天都很好。
Maybe they are very well established.
但是我们知道，如果他不信耶稣，他将灭亡的。
But we know that if they don't believe in Jesus, they're headed to death.
或许这些人肉体很健康，他的灵里病入膏肓了。
Maybe their physical needs are very well established, but their spiritual needs are lacking a lot.
主要我们随他的脚踪四处救人。
God wants us to follow His steps and save people all over.
我们教会应该是要走出去的。
Our church needs to step out.
每个人都应该走出去的。
Everyone needs to step out.
昨天在我们的队伍里有一位超过80岁的姐妹，还很殷勤的跟我们一起同工，在街上，耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你。
There's a sister who was around 80 years old amongst us, who went into the streets saying to people, "Jesus loves you, God loves you."
弟兄姊妹，主愿意我们跟随他的脚踪四处救人。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants us to follow His steps and save people all over.
因为要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Because crops is plentiful, but the crops harvest is plentiful, but workers are few.
不要忘了，不是只有牧师、同工、组长是主的工人。
Remember, not only pastors and co-workers are the workers of Christ.
你都是。
You also.
他也是。
They also are.
你们的全家都是。
Everyone is.
不分男女老幼。
No matter whether it's young, old, male or female.
或许今天你觉得我都不知道怎么做。
Maybe you might say, I don't even know what to do.
我都没有求过这个。
I never asked for this.
今天开始。
We can start today.
过去已经过去了。
The past has passed.
明天不一定属于我们。
Tomorrow might not belong to us.
因为我刚才说了，每一天全球会死亡个人。
Like I said earlier, every day about 100,000 people pass away.
我无法保证我明天还活着。
I can't promise that I will be here tomorrow.
你也无法保证。
And you can't promise either.
神要你的是今天。
God wants your today.
主啊，兴起我，使用我的今天。
God, use me, raise me up today.
我愿意跟随你。
I'm willing to follow you.
或许你不是神要呼召你做全职的传道，但是我们也应该可以求主使用我。
Maybe God did not ask you to be a full-time missionary, but you can still ask God to use you.
因为我们的信仰要生活化。
Because our religion, our belief has to be applicable.
无论你做什么行业，你总是会接触一些人嘛。
Doesn't matter what field you're in, you will face people.
你一边可以工作，一边接触人，你无形中可以能够同时可以能够被主使用的。
You can unconsciously be used by God in your work field when you encounter people.
我们需要求。
We need to ask.
主啊，求你兴起我，成为你收割的工人。
God, may you raise me up to be a worker of Christ.
单单求还不够，主啊，求你让我像你那样子怜悯众人。
Asking is not enough. We also have to pray that God will use us to show compassion like how He showed compassion.
而且呢，主啊，求你带领我。让我跟随你的脚步。
And also, God, may you lead me to follow your steps.
我们可以 参加短宣。
We can join short-term missions.
我们可以一起有个布道，街头布道都可以。
We can have an evangelistical event.
因为要收的庄稼多。
Because the harvest is plentiful.
做工人少。
Workers are few.
愿主的话今天能够激励我们。
May God's word encourage us today.
提醒我们。
Remind us today.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是宣教士。
Because you're a mission.
你亲自来到地上寻找我们这些世上的人。
You came down to earth to find us.
我们何等的不配。
How unworthy we are.
但是你何等的恩典临到我们的身上。
But how much grace you have poured onto us.
你竟然在乎我。
How could it be that you care for us?
主啊，我知道你也在乎我身边那些还没有认识你的人。
Lord, I also know that you care for those who are not yet a believer.
主啊，使用我们。
Lord, use us.
使用我们每一个人。
Use every one of us.
让我们成为你的工人。
So that we can be your workers.
将你的怜悯存在我们的里面，去怜悯别人。
And have your compassion to show compassion to others.
让我们的脚走在你要我们走的路上。
So that we can walk on the way that you want us to walk.
因为你要我们与你同行。
Because you want us to have the same heart.
因为你的圣灵要恩膏我们。
Because your Holy Spirit will.
因为今天圣灵要使人悔改。
Because the Holy Spirit today wants to help others repent.
求你使用我们在座的每一个成为你收割庄稼的工人。
May you use every one of us to be workers of your crops.
愿你的国度扩张。
May your kingdom expand.
愿你把得救的人加给我们的教会。
May you add people who have salvation into our church.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
奉主的名祷告。
Pray all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.